This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Marlins release Mike Hill as president of baseball operations. I don't know if it's Dembo or somebody else that's going to take over. We'll find out. Slowly but surely, he's just wiping out the Loria people. I don't think I had Jordan McPherson on my show on Onside this afternoon. I think he was at 12:30. So you can see you can check out the interview. You can go to the sign up to our podcast. By the way, I'm going to post that on Twitter so you can sign up to the podcast on Onside, on the Onside side. And he was talking about how I asked him, I said, hey, what's left? Because he's eliminated everything. Even that stupid statue that he had in center field, which, you know, I championed Jeter for that one. I love the fact that he got rid of that silly monument they had in center
field.
You
didn't like that silly ass mosaic out there,
God,
bro?
Oh, God, that was so bad.
Was that not cheesy?
Cheesiest thing out there.
You know what my attitude? I think it was worth, it cost him one point something million.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Spend the money on a player, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But problem is, he'll pick the player, and it's a bad player. You know, that's crazy, man. So they don't have much left there. I don't know if they have anybody left in positions of power. Maybe there's a ticket broker left from the Loria days, but it doesn't look like any of the baseball people are there anymore. And Mike Hill's contract was up, so they moved on, and they got an opportunity to kind of check him out for 2 years. So they must have felt like he wasn't the asset that they needed on the team, or they want to make sure that, I don't know, that if they do have success down the line, it's without a Loria person in place. Which, again, you know, that's the sad part, is that nobody should be measured under Loria. When you have bad leadership, it's really hard to have a good organization. When you have bad leadership, it's really hard to have great employees all the time. You might have a few because you got lucky. But that doesn't mean you're going to have a great squad. It just doesn't happen. It's not normal. You know? It's just the way life works out.